But as promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at the University of Colorado. He's in his first season with the Buffaloes. He was named head coach back in December. Colorado beat number 25 Nebraska 34-31 in OT on Saturday. Unbelievable come-from-behind win for them. Colorado is out quickly. They're 2-0. They're at home against Air Force on Saturday. Their head coach is Mel Tucker. He joins us right now. Mel, nice to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Romy. How are you?
Good, good. Good to talk to you. So you start the year off 2-0. You got that win over Colorado State. You got that huge comeback win, Mel, over Nebraska. I know you're not going to rest on your laurels, but what's the vibe like around your football team right now?
Yeah, there's no time to rest with a team like Air Force coming in. You know, with the triple option, that presents a lot of challenges. But we've got a very positive vibe here in Boulder. Everyone's energized. Everyone likes the way the direction the program is going. Our players are all bought in. Our coaches are doing a great job. And we're just working really, really hard every day to get better.
All right, so I know you're looking ahead, Mel, but when you look back on that game, Nebraska jumps out to a 17-0 lead. It would have been easy for anybody to be down at halftime, but it does not seem like that was the case. What was your message to your players when they got back to the locker room?
The message was that I thought Nebraska had given us their best shot in the first half, and we hadn't really begun to play. We weren't doing well on offense. We weren't stopping them like we needed to do on defense. The special teams weren't violent enough. But I felt like if we could just settle down and just play one play at a time, don't look at the scoreboard, there was no doubt we could get back into it, and that's what we did.
Colorado head football coach Mel Tucker is my guest. Then you start chipping away. You do get back into it. You start chipping away in the third and in the fourth quarter. You hit on that 96-yard flea flicker that was the longest TD in school history. Man, I got to ask, what kind of emotions were going through you as that play unfolded?
I tell you what, our wide receiver coach, Darren Severini, was hugging me as the ball was in the air, you know.
That's great.
But obviously it was a great play call by Jay Johnson, our OC, and a great execution by our players. And it was a play that we practiced. It was there, and it's all about execution in the crunch time.
I love that part of the story, that he was hugging on you while the ball was still in the air. Mel Tucker is my guest. So Nebraska scores again. They make it 24-14. Then you come back and you tie it up at 24. They took the lead again, and then you go on a 10-play drive to tie the game with less than a minute to go. Then you get that interception to end a Nebraska drive before the end of regulation. So what was the mood like on the sideline going into OT?
Well, we know that we pride ourselves on our conditioning. Our team is built in a weight room. Our goal is to wear people down and make them quit in the end. We felt good going into overtime. We're at altitude. We're best conditioned. Our guys feel like they can run all day. I knew that we had a good shot when our captains went out to the coin toss and they were holding hands as they walked out. And I felt real good about that.
Colorado head football coach Mel Tucker is joining us. So Nebraska gets the ball to start OT. Your defense comes up with a huge sack on third down that results in a missed field goal. You get the ball. You kick the game-winning field goal. Everybody's on the field. What was that moment like for you and for your team?
Yeah, it was a very exciting time. I mean, our fans were great, man. Our students were unbelievable. They rushed the field. I mean, it was complete mayhem. The players were excited, and I saw a lot of people in red filing out. You know, so it was a heck of a deal. It was a great time in Boulder.
You know, Mel, when you talk about how your football team was built in the weight room, it's that for sure. But it's even more. Like Katie Nixon, who caught that 96-yard TD, said after the game, "quote We didn't win today. We won back in summer workout. We won back when Coach Tucker came in last December," end quote. So what's that mean to you to hear that from a player, and what's it say about the attitude of the program?
It tells me that our players are all bought in, and they understand why we do what we do. You know, we put them through a 9-week winter conditioning program before we even started spring ball. Spring ball was physical. It was tough, and then we had a great summer, and our fall camp was relentless. And our guys just believe in what we're doing. They know that everything we do is for a reason. We have to be best conditioned. Our team is built in the weight room. We have to be unselfish. We have to be disciplined, attention to detail, sense of urgency. And when you do things like that, you have a chance to be successful.
All right, so one of the words I pick, in fact, the word I pick out of that answer is relentless. I've heard you talk about that quite a bit. There's a lot of talk about being relentless around the program. Why is that so important? And when you use relentless, in what regard do you use that word? What's that mean to you?
Relentless means high velocity, and it means nonstop. We just have to go all day. And it's not just on the field, it's off the field. We have to be relentless in everything we do. You know, how we study, go to class, get our tutoring, our rest, our recovery. you know, how we study film, you know, how we practice, how we play the next play. We just got to keep going. There's no finish line. It just never stops.
That is relentless. Colorado Buffaloes head coach Mel Tucker joining us. You know, your coaching resume is pretty remarkable, and your name had come up for head coaching jobs. You had said that you had a list of boxes that you wanted to check before you took a job, and the Colorado checked all of the boxes. What were the items on your list, and what let you know that this was the right opportunity?
I believe first and foremost, you have to have two things. You have to have tradition and facilities. And Colorado, as you know, has a rich and proud football tradition here of winning, has won a national championship. A lot of great players, you know, Hall of Famers, College Hall of Fame guys, award winners. And then Rick George, our athletic director, has done a fantastic job. We have facilities here that are second to none, you know, top to bottom. So it's a first-class program. Facilities show a commitment to excellence, a commitment to winning. And then Rick George, the AD, was he's a football guy. He played football at Illinois. He was here as the recruiting coordinator when Coach McCartney won the national championship, so he knows what it's all about. He knows what my challenges are. We're building this thing to win.
We're talking to Colorado head football coach Mel Tucker. They're 2-0. It's his first year. Now, of course, you played your college ball at Wisconsin. You were part of Barry Alvarez's first recruiting class. What do you remember about being recruited by Barry?
Yeah, Coach Alvarez is the man. I used to think he was in the mob. You know, he was the coolest guy. He was a hard nosed guy. He had a winning pedigree. Had just come from Notre Dame. They had just won a national championship. You know, and I remember him getting T-shirts for us after our first year. We were 1-10 my freshman year. We had T-shirts he gave us that says "We will win," and he told us to wear those things on campus, and we believed. And you know, he was an excellent recruiter. And we brought in great players year after year after year. And 4 years later, we're in the Rose Bowl. So I owe a lot to Coach Alvarez.
Dude, that is such a great answer. I thought that he was in the mob. You know, Emil, we sent our oldest son to Wisconsin a couple of weeks back. He's going to attend school there. So I've been spending some time on campus. I saw Barry Alvarez last year when they played Rutgers. Man, he's still cool. He's still cool. Oh, he still has that it, man. Ron Dane showed up, and I spent a little bit of time, and not that much time because you don't get that much time with the coach, but he's still cool like that, isn't he?
Yeah, Coach Alvey is the guy, man. Like, when I grow up, man, I want to be like Coach Al, man. He's got it all figured out, and he's a great coach, man. He's built a great program there, and he's a guy that I know that I can still count on to this day.
Hey, Mel, one more thing about that program before I let you go. You were part of a special group at Wisconsin. It included guys like Troy Vincent, who was an unbelievable player, Colts GM Chris Boward, future NFL offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell. I mean, what do you remember about that time? Do you remember looking around and thinking, these guys aren't just good players, but they're going to have great futures in football going ahead? What was your mindset?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great group of guys there, and it was about football. It was about going to school. You know, it was about, you know, making something of ourselves. And I mean, you mentioned Troy and Bev and Chris Ballard. You know, Todd Orlando, defensive coordinator at Texas. You know, Joe Rudolph, offensive coordinator at Wisconsin. I mean, Duer Sharp. You know, it just goes on and on and on. These guys that stayed in football and have had success in the game. And I think that's a tribute to our coaching staff that we had there in our environment. You know, they treated us well. They showed us the way, and they were role models for us. And obviously, we felt good about what they were doing, so we're doing the same thing.
You know, when you talk about having a tradition, Wisconsin has got a great tradition. You know, you were a grad assistant under Nick Saban at Michigan State, and then you worked with him at LSU, and then you went to the NFL, and you joined him again at Alabama. It's absolutely amazing. What was that experience like?
Yeah, I've known Coach Saban since I was 17 years old when he became the head coach at Toledo. He recruited me there, and so he's always been a mentor of mine. And, you know, I knew Nick, Coach Saban, before he won his first national championship, you know, when he was building his resume and when he was establishing himself and what type of programs he was going to run. And so I was right there, you know, almost on the ground floor, and I've seen him develop as a coach. I've seen him develop his program, and I've seen him build it, you know, three different places. And so that was a tremendous benefit for me, and really he gave me my first job in coaching in 1997. So certainly I owe my coaching career to Coach Saban.
So how has he changed? How has he evolved over the years?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's got relatively the same program. He's just perfected it. You know, he's like clockwork. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie Casino. I mean, he's just like clockwork. I mean, day after day after day after day, you cannot outwork Nick Saban. I mean, he's a guy that's 2, 3, 4 steps ahead of everyone. And over the years, he's just become more relentless. He's got it down to a science, and he never stops working.
The process. I have seen Casino. That's a great movie. All right, so finally, Mel, and this has been a great conversation, but the really important stuff, you've said that you're a Twizzlers guy. For those who do not understand Twizzlers, lay it out for me. What makes Twizzlers special?
What makes Twizzlers special? I tell you what, every now and then, man, you gotta treat yourself, you know. And I enjoy a little Twizzler every now and then. It's not a bad deal.
It's not a bad deal at all. In fact, it's a good deal. Colorado is 2-0 in the season. They had that amazing come-from-behind win over Nebraska in overtime on Saturday. Next up, they've got Air Force on Saturday. Another challenge. That's coming up at 1 p.m. Mel, that was great. You crushed your jungle debut. Really good to have you on the show. Congrats. I know you've got a lot of work ahead of you still. You'd say that, but great to have you, and thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you.
You too, Mel. Appreciate you very much. That was awesome.